young women are pushing the limits of cultural acceptance in Afghanistan. They wear boxing gloves instead of burqas. They're members of Afghanistan's national female boxing team, created in 2007 by their country's Olympic Commission. 19-year-old Shabnam Rahimi has been with the team since the start.
The sport is very exciting. I love its action.
Rahimi grew up surrounded by war, nearly constant violence. Here she trains as a woman, free to fight back.
I love that we can defend ourselves.
This is the sound of women fighting against prejudice in Afghanistan. These young women say boxing gives them a sense of confidence that they want to share with future generations.
I want to become a good trainer, and I want to teach other girls how to box. I'll encourage other girls to learn boxing.
Each week, these women come here. Boxing is their sport and their passion, their personal fight against years of oppression, but only inside this gym where it's safe and sanctioned by the government. When they step outside these doors, they still face oppression and fear of Taliban retaliation. Team trainer Mohammed Sabir Sharifi says all Afghans take risks as they try to move out of decades of war.
There are a lot of difficulties in Afghanistan. For example, security and economic problems. But this is a big step for us and also for the world.
Organizers hope to take the team to the 2012 Olympic Games in London. But for these boxers, this fight isn't only for a championship, but for a new vision of Afghanistan. Sean Maroney, VOA News, Kabul.